Now, more than 83% of junior doctors here are routinely working unsafe and illegal hours. That is according to a survey by the Irish Medical Organisation, whose annual conference begins tomorrow in County Kerry. We're joined by its incoming president, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Dr. McCauley, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. How much over the specified time in the Working Time Act are junior doctors working?
They are being asked to go well in excess of what they're normally asked to work 48 hours per week, no more than double that on a 2 week basis. But all over the country, this is happening. It's unsafe, and it's against the Organisation of Work Time Act, and it has so many knock on effects. When doctors are working, they are tired. They're going to make errors. There's going to be consequences for their actual patients. I think there's other issues as well. Even doctors who are going on to a ward on a Monday quite commonly don't know what their on call for that week is. So you can't manage childcare in such situations. It's totally disrespectful, really, Audrey. And the thing is that they are coming on. These are young doctors we're trying to convince to stay in Ireland. They're coming on to the ward. They're working so hard. At the end of the day, they don't feel as if they're achieving anything. The workload's the same at the beginning of their shift as it was at the actual start. And therefore, there's no sense of satisfaction. They're sort of wondering why will I stay in such a health service where the demand is so great and the ability for us to handle this isn't. So I think it is one of the issues that we have to highlight at the AAGM this year. As president, I will be trying to value the role and expertise of the doctor in so many realms, and I think it is very important that we highlight that.
Well, the Department of Health, in a statement to us, said that they monitor the implementation of rostering rules and rest provisions. They had set up a task force to improve the working life of junior doctors, and that reported in February. Progress on recommendations are being made. €5 million going into implementing those recommendations over the next couple of years. Is that enough?
Progress. I've been in the Irish Medical Organisation for 40 years. I was involved in the talks with regards to reducing it to 65 hours. And there's progress, but the progress is too slow. I know that the Minister recognises this. He's spoken very well about recognising that junior doctors are working illegal, unsafe hours for them and for their patients. But we just need to get this sorted now rather than later. And I think it has been a perennial issue. I think it is a disgrace and it's disrespectful to the population that this is still happening. It's been happening for over 40 years. It's still happening. And I think that statement just doesn't really fill me with any great confidence. We are not making enough progress, and something has to be done.
And is the main reason for it a shortage of doctors? Is that why they have to work over and above what they should be?
Very, very much so. There's a shortage of doctors in all sort of grades, but I think it's been augmented by the HSE recruitment freeze. Not only have we a shortage, but there's also a bar on bringing in any extra doctors to cover for sickness and so forth. So yes, there aren't enough NCHDs. That's the actual junior doctors. We're 2,000 short in our consultant numbers. We're 2,600 short in the expected amount of GPs that we'll need in the next number of years. I think we have to be sensible and rational about this. The needs of the population are increasing. We have more people in Ireland. They're getting older. Now, that's something to celebrate, but it comes with consequences. There is more sickness there, and we don't really have enough doctors. And I think we have to value what we do, but we definitely need much more.
But has the trade union a part to play in this as well? Have you allowed, tolerated these work practices to be in place, a normal part of your members' work for decades?
Oh, not. I think things have improved, but they haven't improved quickly enough. I think the Irish Medical Organisation stands for all doctors, whether consultants, NCHDs, GPs, and public health doctors. We have advocated for this for years. We have had success, but not enough. So, have we not been successful enough? No, we haven't been successful enough, but we have to keep trying.
Okay.
And I think it is my job as president to highlight that a commentary that progress is being made is not good enough.
Thank you very much indeed. Incoming president of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley.